it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I definitely am because we made it to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
weekend.
The
big dump for Friday.
Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party, yeah.
Naughty cow. Let's get to our contestant. It's Mike in Boston. Mike, are you there?
Yes.
Mike is here, so Steve, you got to exit.
I'm out.
If you're playing along at home, Mike is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
The wheels on the bus go what?
Round and round.
Yes. Which farm animal was the first to be cloned?
A sheep?
Yes. Which planet has the most massive moon?
Jupiter.
Yes. How many children do Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox have together?
Pass.
What punctuation mark do mathematicians use to express a number's factorial?
The degree?
No.
Exclamation point.
Yes, sir. In the movie Home Alone, who played the Polka King of the Midwest?
Can you repeat that?
In the movie Home Alone.
Pass.
Wind Cave National Park can be found in which Midwestern state?
Colorado?
No.
Kansas?
No.
Idaho?
No. What rock band performed with Bruno Mars at the Super Bowl in 2014?
Ooh, Aerosmith?
No.
Pass.
What Latin phrase means an attorney represents a client for free?
Ooh, I can't think of it.
We got you down for 4, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. You never know. Steve could be deep in thought about the Mariners game, the Kraken winning last night, Seahawks on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. I have the Seahawks as well.
Big times.
Fresh out of the pumpkin patch as well over at Knutson Farms. I mean, a lot's going on, Taryn.
Well, Steve, are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
The wheels on the bus go what?
Round and round.
Yes. Which farm animal was the first to be cloned?
That would be a sheep.
Yes, sir. Which planet has the most massive moon?
Which planet? That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Jupiter?
Yes. How many children do Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox have together?
Man, he had sex with her.
three?
Yes. What punctuation mark do mathematicians use to express a number's factorial?
The percentage.
No.
The slash.
No.
The pound.
No. In the movie Home Alone, who played the Polka King of the Midwest?
Oh, crap. Was that, what's his name? Oh, man. Chris Farley?
No.
Not Chris Farley. What's, Uncle Buck. What's his name? I can't think of it. Oh, my
That's the
gosh.
Guy.
It is the guy, mm-hmm. right? I'll come back to a pass.
Wind Cave National Park can be found in which Midwestern state?
Illinois.
No.
Oh, man. I'm still thinking about Uncle Buck. this is bothering me. I see him, Danny.
I know.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
He's John Candy.
Yeah, he is.
I know. Steve, you got 4 correct, and that is a tie. 4-4 with Mike from Boston.
That was a tough one.
It was. I blame John Candy.
It's all John
Candy.
May
he rest in peace.
Well, let's go back through this. All right. Our friend did guess that the punctuation mark used to express a number's factorial is the exclamation point. Sure. Wind Cave National Park can be found in South Dakota. One that you did not get to. Actually, two that you did not get to. What rock band performed with Bruno Mars at the Super Bowl in 2014?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And what Latin phrase means an attorney represents a client for free?
Pro bono.
Look at that. Wait. If you had just given up on John Candy.
Does that mean you didn't win today? Two ties and a loss?
Wow. What is happening? It's the Mariner decline.
No, don't say that out loud.
No, I'm getting the losing out of the way so they don't have to worry about it later.
Okay.
You're welcome.
In about an hour, 10 o'clock on the dot, our holiday show that we are calling Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, will be going on sale. And it's happening December 12th, which is a Friday.
It's going to be a blast.
At Angel of the Winds Arena, Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, all acoustic.
And based on the presale alone, you're going to want to get your tickets quick because the presale sold a ton of tickets. So you want to get these before they sell out.
Don't screw it up. Go to KISW.com for more info. The weekend is just about here, and for many of us, we might be getting the very first opportunity for some downtime, and that means you can catch up on some TV shows and whatnot. So what should you be watching? We have some suggestions based on what we are watching. And Migs, I'm curious, what have you been watching lately?
I am watching something on Hulu that is called Into the Void. It's a heavy metal documentary, but the latest episode that I watched is called Life, Death, and heavy metal.
Kurt's Strubing with his heavy metal band that's just got a deal with a German record label.
Kurt drove the ship entirely. We were all passengers. It was the whole thing like, we're evil, check this out.
The lyrics frightened you.
Here we are, this band that sings about death and destruction, but most metalheads are happy people.
I was 8 years old when my dad passed away. Very much in the dark when I was a kid. I was not allowed to see the news, the newspapers. But I remember years and years later, I had Googled my own name, and you see all the headlines, and you're like, click.
Kurt Strubing served time for murdering his mother in 1986.
And at first, you're like, oh, this can't be the same guy.
Strubing leaves behind a wife and an 8-year-old son.
Same guy.
This is insane. This whole docuseries, this episode is about a Seattle band that I didn't even realize was a band because I just wasn't around at that time, called NME, the letters NME. And it was like a dark death metal, heavy metal band where one of the members of the band, the guitarist Kurt Strubing, ended up going on like a psychotic binge. Like he was drinking like floor cleaner and ended up murdering his own mom.
Whoa.
And the crazy part of this whole story is then they're interviewing the bandmates. Obviously his son is involved in this as well. The story is just nuts. And it's all happening here in Seattle. This happened in like the newscaster. That's a newscaster from Seattle talking about it. And then they show the lead singer. And the lead singer, I'm like, wait a second, that guy looks familiar. He's like, I'm Facebook friends with this guy. Like, he's a listener of the station. He's a good dude. Brian is the lead singer. So we might have to reach out to him if you guys end up watching it, because it is a very powerful episode. It's not a feel-good episode, obviously, but it is an insane story about this guitarist from Seattle that just kind of went off the deep end.
I've never heard of that before. That's insane.
And it's just crazy to hear like how, like, you know, they were just like, oh, we're just this loud metal band. Realize now when they listened to it and paid attention to the lyrics that he wrote, they're like, oh my gosh, this guy was a lot darker than we realized.
Wow, that's intense.
All right, Tyron Daly, what are you watching?
I'm watching Tulsa King.
We want to take out the competition. Taste this. He's selling his business.
Who's moonshine?
This is history. Most likely started by the Italians.
Wasn't that English, Scottish, Irish? The Italians brought breadsticks.
I know that here the show is great, but I just keep thinking Rocky Balboa is now involved with, like, you know, the mob.
It's New York City, Kansas City, Tulsa, all these mobsters. In the latest episode, the latest season, now they're getting involved with, like, versus the Dixie Mob, and so things are getting really wild.
And this is on what channel?
It is on Paramount Plus.
Okay, and what season are we at now?
This is season, oh my god, is it three? Two or three? I can't even remember. But
I think you're right. I think it is three looking.
It is very, there are some very cheesy one-liners, but
well,
I'm here for it.
Sly Stallone.
But it's a Taylor Sheridan, so you know it's going to be fun. He's like the king of all TV right now. What about you, Danny V? What are you watching?
Love is Blind, season 9.
The wedding is in 3 weeks.
3 weeks, man. 3 weeks.
You're the one that is asking me to leave now.
We gotta get out of here. I can't do this.
Is he leaving?
Love isn't happily ever after.
He's drinking, partying.
That's not my lifestyle.
Love is the experience.
You're looking for reasons to doubt us.
Of writing your story.
Okay.
So I know everybody's always talking about this series. So they don't get to see each other the whole time that they're getting to know each other?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's kind of like the biggest blind date ever. They're in pods. They're between. There's a wall between them, and they just get to talk and fall in love based on their personalities.
This is the ninth season of this?
Ninth season.
I remember we tried watching season one. I don't think I finished the season.
I mean, if you like trash TV,
I do.
This is what it is. I mean, it's and it, like, at this point, I was actually talking to my girlfriend last night. I was like, honestly, I think that the pods are kind of like the backstory now. Like, they spend so little time in the pods nowadays. And I think it's just because they want to get to the drama of, like, them meeting, like, or getting engaged, meeting, and then going on vacation and all that.
Wait, so you have to get engaged or, like, you have to get engaged?
Well, you don't have to, but then you have to get engaged to see the person that you want to meet.
So if you don't, that's how true love is, right? I mean, like, you, in order to see somebody that you want to marry, you have to first talk to them and never see them first.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's totally normal.
And I know it's edited down, and you know you don't see all the nitty gritty stuff, but there's like no spoilers, but let's just say that they get engaged really quick this season. Some of them,
because they want to see each other.
Because they want to see each other. It's like, wow.
So can you say I want to marry you just so I could see the person, and then say, okay, no, I actually don't want to marry the person, and just, like, or are you committed to have, like, this is so stupid. Are you committed to saying, like, signing marriage paperwork?
Well, at that point, I think it's like, there's kind of some leeway here,
right?
Because it's like, you could probably say that, and there people have been, like, they've gotten denied, like, immediately. Like, they're just like, oh, but then they're just viral all over and everyone hates them.
So I have a question. How often does it work out?
I mean, I think they've had, like, that's a good question. I think it's probably, like, 5 weddings that are still together, maybe. I don't know. There's probably more.
How soon till we get the spinoff show called Divorce is Death?
Yeah.
We should watch that.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the hook? If so, we've got tickets for comedian Tom Papa, and he is bringing the Grateful Bread Tour to the Pantages Theater in Tacoma on January 23rd. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets to see comedian Tom Papa and the Grateful Bread Tour, and that will be at the Pantages Theater in Tacoma on January 23rd. Say good morning to our contestant, who is Brian in Tacoma. What's up, Brian?
What is up?
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Migs or Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be Steve Migs? Let's find out. Brian, it's you and Taryn Daly.
All right.
All right, Brian, here is your clip.
I took her out.
Oh, yeah. It was
That would be Blink-182. What's the song name?
I can help you with the song title if you need it.
I would love some help.
Like, you might lose track based on your birthday.
What's my age again?
Yeah.
I took around. It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling.
Still a great music video. They need to recreate this music video now that they're a lot older.
I feel like they might have.
Of course they did.
But I can't remember what, or they did it in reverse. Like, I think there's young girls running around naked.
Wow.
I mean, okay, that might be a better idea than seeing a bunch of crusty old punk rockers naked, but at least we were thinking kind of the same.
All right, Brian, we got one down, one to go. Danny, let's hear the clip.
Do you have the time?
That is Green Day. Basket Case.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
I think Danny's getting ready for emo tonight. Emo night tonight at Numo's by playing a couple of bands that he usually plays.
Definitely sensing a theme.
Do you play Green Day at emo night?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. This song doesn't hit as well as, like, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
It's got to be sad.
More emo, you know?
Well, you're not playing Boulevard of Broken Dreams there, are you?
All right, American Idiot.
Okay, good.
Brian!
The Daily Mix Show.
Congratulations, Brian. If we've talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. And we're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have had loads of fun this morning, and right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So if you'd like to call up and chime in on anything from the show today, please do that. Or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us, the number is 206-803-ROCK. Now, not sure if you saw this story, but there's a guitar shop called All Star Guitar in Gig Harbor, and they're going through it right now because there was a terrible credit card scam situation that happened.
I saw this on King 5. I was watching the report, and I'm like, oh, man, I just get so frustrated with scammers.
And the guy that owns the place is named Jake Lincoln. And Jake, you're with us this morning to talk about what's going on. Tell us about what ended up happening.
Hi, good morning. Thank you guys for having me on here. This is awesome.
Oh, absolutely, man. Sorry to hear that you're going through this.
Yeah, it's, you know, at first it was a lot of stress, but it's turned into, honestly, an amazing experience. But to give you the kind of the long story short of what happened, basically, the scammer gave me this whole sad story of he was an old man and he didn't get around very well, and he was buying these guitars for his boys. So that kind of resulted in a perfect storm of, you know, me being at fault, because he insisted he had to buy over the phone because of this mobility thing. And he couldn't buy on our website because too old, doesn't know how to use a computer. So he gave me, you know, the cards over the phone. And then I arranged to meet with who I thought was his son. Mm-hmm. But it was actually just the one guy, the scammer. And the reason for the GoFundMe is because both these instruments weren't mine. They were consignment instruments. So... and they were both very much not cheap. So the community's been coming together and helping us help these folks out, because, you know, I'm a victim in this, but they are more so. You know, those were their instruments, and we've been able to make a lot of right out of this wrong situation.
What was the value of these guitars that they scammed away from you guys?
One of them was... $2,500. The other one was $3,000.
Yeah, and because it was a fraud, that's why the credit cards couldn't help out.
The credit cards couldn't help out because it was over the phone. It was not present transaction. Otherwise, from my understanding, I don't know that side of business. I know guitars, man.
Right. But
from my understanding, that's why they weren't liable, and then insurance wouldn't cover it because, you know, it quote unquote happens too often.
Oh. So like, I'm not so perfect storm of just everything that could go wrong for you. Absolutely. Did.
Yeah.
Aye. And so where can people find the information about the GoFundMe? Can they just like type in, is there a certain like thing they could type in that could help if they want to help out?
Yeah. If they go on GoFundMe and just look up All Star Guitar or Gig Harbor, it'll come up. You can also find it on our website, which is allstar-guitar.com. But honestly, I'm getting ready to go close the GoFundMe because we had a immense donation this morning and we've more than exceeded our goal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. So now my plan is to, you know, pay it forward a bit. I'm going to do some donations to charities because I have way more than I need from this. And, you know, that's kind of my plan. How can I make things, you know, make things right and pay it forward?
So, Jake, that makes me feel better about asking a stupid question because I don't mean this in any way other than just because when you said it, I was just so curious. Did he put on like an old man voice when he called? Because you said it was the same guy that then.
Totally.
He did the old man voice?
Old man voice, yeah. I can kind of approximate it. He was like, yeah, I want to get these guitars from my boy, but I don't know, I'm so good, and I don't know how to use a computer. You know, yeah, he did the whole bit.
And you just thought you were being a good guy, Jake, helping this old man out. I'm so sorry you went through that, but it's wonderful to see the community rallying around you guys like that.
Yeah, it's like I was saying initially, I think, at first I thought, you know, God gave me this whole ordeal to kind of temper me through stress, you know, just business, being a business owner is stressful and stress is an opportunity for growth. But now I've changed my mind. I think he gave it to me to kind of facilitate this awesome exchange of generosity from the community. So that's that's why I'm shifting gears and I'm like, okay, I gotta make some donations too. This has turned out to be way, way more wonderful than I thought.
Those are those moments that remind you just how good it is when you live in a community and just people do rally to help everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Jake. We appreciate it.
I felt bad asking it, but I was like, when he said that it was the same guy, I was like, this guy did the old man voice, oh man.
There's a special place in hell for people that do that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have about 20 minutes until the tickets go on sale for Unwrapped, which is our acoustic holiday show taking place at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on December 12th. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, Sleep Theory, Des Rocks, Return to Dust. There's a lot of fun happening, and you can grab those tickets at 10 a.m. at KISW.com. In Florida, we're in the process of booking a 51-year-old guy into jail when they put him through one of those x-ray machines and they found that he was smuggling something. Here is Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd talking about it.
Now, before you hear Grady, have you heard him describe what happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys are in for a ride. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail. He put it up the exit ramp.
No! Whoa!
I've never heard it called that. The exit ramp. For some reason, that seems like the most professional way you could say something like this.
Yes.
He put it up the exit ramp. He said, well, I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier. The deputy saved his life.
But was it still warm?
Ooh! I don't want to know.
I don't.
He put it up the exit ramp.
And what was in the thermos? Were there drugs in there or was there soup?
It was soup.
Or was there
soup.
Nothing? He just wanted a good cup when he got in there.
Hey guys, who wants coffee?
Quality.
Where'd you get that coffee from? Well,
he put it up the exit ramp.
This is a new coffee place called The Exit Ramp.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ryan Castle's in the studio with us, and I'm going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
I got my pink shirt.
Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk. I like that you and I each own exactly one pink shirt that we will be wearing tomorrow morning.
This one doesn't have sleeves, so get ready for the gun show.
All right.
Do you know where he found that?
Wait. He put it up the exit ramp.
If you want to join us
for more than 24 hours.
If you want to join us for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, it's going to be down at Pier 62 tomorrow morning. All the details can be found at KISW.com, and that's also where you can donate.
And yes, it's warm.
He put it up the exit ramp.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's still with us, and our tickets go on sale for Unwrapped in about 3 minutes.
So, I see a 1 minute and 45 seconds.
That clock is wrong, but this one is right.
You know, it's good to have the clock that we look at be wrong when we're doing a radio show.
That's the important clock. Yeah, and you can win them all weekend, too, starting tonight with Jolene at 6. But just go buy them.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it, but I think they're going to be hard to come by.
Well, we were saying how the pre-sale went. I mean, if the pre-sale went as great as it did, I get a little. I'm thinking you might want to get these tickets as soon as possible.
Hop on it.
That place is not huge.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by.
He put it up the exit ramp.
Yeah,
it's huge.
that's a good way to get tickets.
The DMD is brought to you by Ballas Law. Last night, us Seattle Kraken fans putting a big smile on our face was the Seattle Kraken. At first, it looked a little hairy. That first period was a little rough. A lot of shots on Joey DeCord, but he held it down. Only gave up one goal in that first period, and that was it for the rest of the game. The team woke up in the second and third periods and ended up winning 3-1, their first ever win for their season opener in the 5 seasons that they've been doing this. So that's pretty awesome. Brand new coach Lane Lambert, brand new player Mason Marchman. He's the one who scored the goal. They're back at it again tomorrow, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Steve, this is your year.
You know what? I'm feeling real good about the team.
Undefeated.
After game two, I might not have the same opinion because Vegas is really good and Anaheim is not as good as Vegas.
We're going to shift gears into baseball. Say it with me, Steve.
This is our year.
It all comes down to game 5. Mariners versus Detroit, and the winner moves on to take on the Blue Jays in the American League Championship Series. George Kirby is our game 5 starter. Dan Wilson said the plan was to have Kirby all along.
Oh, was it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think, certainly, I think in terms of the rest, Georgia a little bit more. They both threw very, very well against Detroit. George certainly threw the ball extremely well. Was kind of by design. And this is kind of the way we had hoped it would work out. And so this is the way it went.
America's Pastime featuring the Seattle Mariners. Soundtrack provided by a Swedish band called Europe.
Fine, it's a good point. Still gets me fired up. Let's go, Mariners. Big game. And speaking of sports, real quick, the Seattle, the women's hockey team, the PWHL, they just announced they're going to be playing 13 home games at Climate Pledge Arena during the 25-26 season. We got to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't even know what the team's name is yet, but we know their color scheme. Green and cream.
Green and cream.
Very fired up about that. Let's check in with Taryn's husband about what he thinks about green and cream. All right, as far as weather.
Exit ramp.
Hitting a high of 59 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Brian Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.